927 4EE across central Queensland. In town with a big announcement, and joining us live in the studio this morning with a couple of other guests is the Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce. Barnaby, welcome along and welcome to Gladstone and the central Queensland region.
Yeah. Good morning to Gladstone and Calliope and right up to the edge of Rocky and down to Agnes Waters and around and about. So it's great to be back in central Queensland, and it's always, you know, I get a real sense of pride on behalf of our nation every time I look at Gladstone Harbour, because you are the people who produce the wealth that brings the money in, that provides the services for a nation that many times just does not understand where their wallet comes from.
Yeah. Now, you're in town. We're starting to get into election, mate. Do you know when you think the election might be called? I mean, you're probably getting this question every day. I've have heard rumours that might be April next year, but no.
Okay, just keep it to yourself, Rob. Keep it to yourself. No, I haven't got a clue.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be – it'll look – obviously it's right, I suppose, about the next 6 months or so. It's completely and utterly at the discretion of the Prime Minister. It's the one decision he can make without having to rely on anybody else. And my job is to make sure that we get a candidate that can come down to Canberra and not be tied to the whims and the aspirations of the inner suburban political view, because they do not see Gladstone Harbour. They do not understand how important the coal industry is. They believe that wealth is generated from insurance people selling to accountants, selling to solicitors, but they don't understand for them to do that, somebody somewhere had to make the money in the first place. And they're the coal miners, and they're the gas, and that's the cattle, and it's the cotton industry. And guess where a lot of that is? It's right here in central Queensland. It's right here in the seat that's been so well managed by Kenny O'Dowd, Flynn is what it's called, and now we have a new candidate.
Well, Ken, obviously you're retiring at the end of your tenure for this election, so 10 years, very proud into the job, and we've got a big announcement to make, because at 9 o'clock this morning, the new candidate for the seat of Flynn for the LNP is?
Yeah, Colin Boyce.
Colin, welcome to the show. Congratulations.
Thank you, Hemo, and good to be here this morning, and good morning, Central Queensland.
Mate, big shoes to fill, last 10 years with Kenny.
Absolutely, and hats off to Ken O'Dowd. He's represented this area very well for the last four terms of federal parliament, and he will be enjoying a long and well-earned retirement, I'm sure.
Now, mate, you've been involved with the politics quite a while on the state government side of things at the moment. Gee, I tell you what, you're going to be hitting the ground running once everything's called up and you're ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Central Queensland is all about the mining, resource and agricultural sector, the Port of Gladstone. It is a central hub for Central Queensland, as you know, and everybody's jobs are reliant on that facility. We need to explore more accessibility through the inland rail link, more water infrastructure, all of those sorts of things that will increase the productivity of what goes through the Port of Gladstone.
It's not just industry. I mean, as Barnaby mentioned before, it's the people on the land as well. It's a big area to cover, the area of Flynn, because it does go out west, you know, to places like Mundubbera. You know, mandarins, the small crop are very important, and also industry too. And that's what we need to keep on and keep focusing on over the next few years and way down the track, Ken. Yeah. Mate, once again, look, you're still there. You're still there.
Barnaby said another 6 months or so.
We'll still be swapping the tips as we go each Saturday.
Yeah.
And you'll still be working very hard for the area of Flynn, but you'll also be throwing your support behind Colin as well and guiding Colin in the election as it gets a little bit closer, eh?
Yeah, it was only seems like yesterday, Hamo, that Barnaby come here when I was the candidate back in 2010, and since then it only seems like yesterday, as I said, but Barnaby and I have become good friends over the years, and I've really appreciated his friendship, and I wish him well as the Deputy Prime Minister. Yeah. He's got, you know, with COVID, our ministerial team has a big issues in front of them, but I'm sure with their experience they'll get through this, and Australia has really come out of it very well.
Yeah.
And, but no, it's been exciting 11 or 12 years by the time I finish, but I'd like to thank Barnaby for his friendship and and wish Cole all the best. And I know he'll make a very good replacement for himself.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for joining us this morning. Appreciate it, Barnaby. Thanks for popping into Central Queensland, making the big announcement with Colin around about 9 o'clock this morning as well.
Good morning, Central Queensland.
Yeah. Thanks, Cole.
Yeah, good morning, everybody, and thanks a lot, Hammo.
And we will keep you up to date and chat with you more as things get a little bit closer. And, Kenny, thank you once again.
Thanks, Hammo.
Bye.
Thank you.